David Essex.
Coconut palms and sandy beaches, azure seas and planter's punch. The Caribbean leaps out of the travel poster and into three-dimensional reality at the foot of the gangplank. Since Christopher Columbus first brought news of their existence to the Spanish court, these delectable, sun-kissed islands have worked their magic on generations of travellers and tourists. For most visitors, a Caribbean holiday is an idyllic escape from the daily grind. There is no shortage of sun, sea, and sand. But look beyond the beach resort or the comfortable familiarity of the cruise ship, and the Caribbean's charms are many and varied. Each island has its own unique flavour, a combination of geography, history, culture and attitude, which can come as a surprise to anyone who ever thought the Caribbean was just, well, the Caribbean. I crammed my parts in the Fantastics at home and on the long tube journeys from Newbury Park to Bayswater, and was pleased to discover that learning lines came pretty easily to me. Zach even gave me some drumming to do when he learned of my musical background. We began our tour in Paignton in Devon, and on the first night, I didn't feel at all nervous until I heard the audience applaud the overture. That was when the adrenaline kicked in. There was a slight out-of-body air to my stage debut, with my mind racing and the action appearing at times to be in slow motion. Was this really happening? Was it going well?